Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
18 degrees. The time is now 7 o'clock.
It's that time of year again, the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center, and we're celebrating like never before. Will we see six more weeks of winter? It doesn't matter, because we're rolling out fantastic savings that will leave you springing for joy. We have over 80 pre-owned and programmed vehicles to choose from, all marked down for our Groundhog Day shadow sale as low as $99.87. Over 40 pre-owned trucks are available right now with fantastic finance options too. See our website at joneschev.com and see the inventory with over 70 new Chevrolets, including the Silverado and the all-new family-friendly Chevy Equinox. No matter what the groundhog predicts, you can drive away in your dream car ASAP. Now through February 1st, the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration at Jones Chevrolet, your Chevy truck headquarters and where the best deals don't hibernate. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The White House says Colombia has agreed to accept deportation flights after its president initially said that would not be the case in protest of the U.S. treatment of migrants. President Trump had threatened 25% tariffs on all Colombian imports. This week's confirmation hearings in the Senate will pose key tests for several of his nominees, says ABC's Selena Wang.
The Senate is going to be holding hearings for Tulsi Gabbard for Director of National Intelligence, RFK Jr. for Health and Human Services Secretary, and Kash Patel for FBI Director. These are some of the more controversial picks.
Palestinians returning to their homes in northern Gaza after Israel opened the area for the first time in over a year as part of the ongoing ceasefire. In California, the rain is reducing fire risk, but increasing worries about mudslides. And the Kansas City Chiefs going to the Super Bowl for the third straight year after beating the Buffalo Bills. They'll play the Philadelphia Eagles February 9th. This is ABC News. Investigators in South Korea confirming they found the remains of birds in the engines of the passenger plane that crashed there last month, but so far they have not determined a cause of the crash. 179 people were killed in the accident. Two survived. On the campaign trail, President Trump promised grocery prices would come down quickly if elected. Now Vice President J.D. Vance says prices will drop, but it'll take time. One thing hitting people hard: egg prices.
The country's bird flu outbreak is creating egg shortages and sending prices soaring.
I couldn't believe it. We just bought eggs and they were like $11, $12.
At least 36 million egg-laying chickens have been killed in recent months to prevent the spread of the virus.
It's ABC's Ariel Reshef. The federal government says it's watching the situation. And a record in women's soccer, American Naomi Girma now is going to be a million-dollar player as Chelsea paid just over $1 million for her rights. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Nothing is better than snuggling up at the end of a long work day with your favorite yarns. And at the Creative Outlet, we are running a 20% off sale. With yarns of different weights, fiber contents, and in a rainbow of colors, the Creative Outlet is the place you want to visit. This 20% off sale includes all in-stock yarns, needles, hooks, and patterns for both knitting and crocheting. I welcome you to visit us on Court Street or check out the Creative Outlet Facebook page to see photos of our current yarn supplies and more detailed information on this and other upcoming sales.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
A look at the forecast for today and this week will be coming up next.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
A high of 40 today with blustery winds. Also for tonight, a low of 20 and northwest winds at 10 to 15. Tuesday, 43 and Wednesday, 35 degrees. 48 Thursday. Wow, keeping an eye on that one. And then for Friday, 43, maybe 36 by the weekend. We have an east to northeast wind at 6 miles per hour. We are up after the overnight low of 12. Right now in Richland Center, 15 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Happy Monday, happy work week. Here we go.
There are people in this country who work hard every day. Not for fame or fortune do they strive, but the fruits of their labor are worth more than their pay. And it's time a few of them were recognized. Hello, Detroit auto worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, Pittsburgh steel mill worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. This is for the one who swings the hammer, driving home the nail. For the one behind the counter, ringing up the sale. For the one who fights the fire, the one who brings the mail. For everyone who works behind the scenes, you can see them every morning in the factories and the fields, in the city streets and the quiet country towns. Working together like spokes inside a wheel, they keep this country turning around. Hello, Kansas wheat field farmer, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, West Virginia coal miner, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. This is for the one who drives the big rig up and down the road. For the one out in the warehouse bringing in the load. For the waitress, the mechanic, the policeman on patrol. For everyone who works behind the scenes with a spirit you can't replace with no machine. Hello, America. Let me thank you. Your time.
There you go. That's Alabama on WRCO Radio. Old Hank is in with his very, very funny jokes in just a little bit. Today is Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day. I'll tell you, that's one of the great things. If you want a great babysitter, especially for an adult, just give them some bubble wrap and they'll sit there and pop it for a half hour or so. It's also, let's see, Community Manager Appreciation Day, National Geographic, and it's also Vietnam Peace Day today. National Chocolate Cake. Oof, good stuff there. It's also Thomas Crapper Day. That's right. Or the man who invented, well, actually, I think more likely just kind of patented some things, including sanitary appliances, as they were known back in the day. So thank you, Mr. Crapper. Here's Jelly Roll.
I let you drive around my mind. I can't count the times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Played me like a fool, like a fool. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Oh, and now I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. Cause I know like a devil in disguise, hiding your true colors. Just leave me alone, keep leading me on. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar.
Talking up on the wires, spilling your secrets all over this town. You and her back row pulling on now. flames rolling off of your Goodyear tires. Burn, burn, you're gonna learn. Never should have put your lips on her. Should have known from the way that you never left your phone, sitting by the bed, or the way that you laughed it off when I was catching on. Said it was in my head. Did you think that I wouldn't smell that cheap perfume? You'll have to find a new ride, 'cause the joke's on you.
Carly Pierce on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, 717. The time, old Hank Bray coming up right around the bend here today. And, well, we had a little feast of football yesterday and a couple of games that were close for a while, right? Last night's game was really, really close. It wasn't at first, and then it was, and then, you know, the Chiefs won. So, I know, Chiefs fans are awfully happy today. I was kind of pulling the other way, but it'll be a very competitive Super Bowl, I would guess, in a couple of weeks.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Sleepy Hollow offers Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC certified parts and service for your vehicle. Just drive right in. No appointment needed. That's right, just drive right in for oil changes and maintenance at Sleepy Hollow. Can't make it to the dealership? We offer mobile service and free pickup and delivery. Need a courtesy car? We've got you covered. 24-hour towing, collision center, GM certified service, medium-duty truck shop, plus auto glass, bed liners, and more. At Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Viroqua's north side.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000, or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit Vitesnik.com.
Last year, the CFPB reported that credit cards from top retailers had an average APR of over 32% interest. At WCCU Credit Union, we understand that store credit cards come with some discounts and rewards. But if you're not paying these cards off monthly at over 30% interest, you're spending more than you know. WCCU has some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, with options to transfer your balances from other cards to save you money. As you receive your credit card statements, look at the rates and terms. Then visit us at WCCU.coa to compare our rates, apply for a card, and transfer balances. For affordable credit from people you know and trust, contact any of our offices or visit us at WCCU.coa.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup.
There he is.
Good morning, Philip.
Hey, Hank, what's going on, man?
Nothing much, buddy. How was your weekend?
Not too bad. You and I have the same sinus thing going on. I think that means that we've been hanging out too much together, maybe.
Maybe. We're going to blame Joanne.
Joanne? Okay, yeah. That could be. That's a good way to go.
Because she doesn't have it.
Right.
Yet.
Did you enjoy the football yesterday?
Didn't watch any.
Yeah, I didn't see a lot. I saw the first game, some of it, but yep.
Didn't watch any.
So. I told June last night because, I mean, I think it's going to be a competitive Super Bowl, but both of us kind of wanted other teams to be there, although I don't mind the Eagles as much, but, you know. Nonetheless, I told her, I said, the Super Bowl, I have DVDs of the Packers 97
right.
Super Bowl, and I also have the 2011 Super Bowl. I have it on DVD, and I said, we'll just pop in, you know, one of the old ones and imagine that it's current. She goes, well, what about the 85 Bears? I said, well, I don't have that DVD, but I don't know.
That's still on VHS.
It's probably on VHS. why don't we watch that?
Sorry, June.
I don't know.
She probably actually taped, recorded that game over your wedding.
That's pretty funny. I think she did.
Wedding.
Oh well.
85 Bears. You gotta go with 85
yeah.
Bears.
And I don't know. I don't necessarily look forward to it. Like, of course, my team's not playing in it, but they haven't had a halftime show that I.
Oh, I'm not looking forward to this
paid,
one either.
And again, it's out of my genre. It's right. out of my demographic. You know, and those kind of things.
Yeah, too bad they don't make people watch, like, Peacock for that one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, why don't they bring on, you know, Steve Meisner Polka Band or something? You know,
exactly.
I mean, I'd watch that probably.
Yeah.
What do you
or,
do?
You know, Hank and Phil. You know?
Hank and Phil, Polka Band.
Or just sit there and tell jokes. And...
Oh, yes.
Anyway.
I was at the Making a Difference Awards last night.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a tremendous program. It always is. Richland Rejuvenates and WRCO hosting that last night.
Mick Cosgrove awesome.
Was my co-host. But they just very stellar people that received awards last
Good.
Night and
Good.
Organizations, too.
Very well deserved.
That was great.
Yeah.
So, and again, co-hosting last night, so I told June I was on my way, and I said I kind of want to do a good job there. And she said, whatever you do, don't try to be too charming, witty, or intellectual. She said, just be yourself.
Oh, so yeah. And Chet's chuckle is kicked off.
Hey, it worked.
Hey, did the spoon show up last night to the party as dressed as a knife?
I don't think so.
Well, the invitation said to look sharp.
So, ooh.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You've set the bar low.
Yeah, I, you know.
That's not bad, though.
Yeah. How do you cut an ocean in half, Phil?
Oh, boy. I don't know.
With a seesaw.
Oh, well, sure. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah,
I never thought about that.
Yeah. But you will now.
What goes down but doesn't come up?
Henry at 8:30 at night.
What? Yeah. What goes down but doesn't come up? A yo.
A yo.
A
yeah.
Yo.
Yo, yo. Yeah. Yes.
That's
yes.
The way mine use the arm.
Whoop.
Oh.
Yep, there it is.
There it is.
Yep. Where do squirrels go in hurricanes?
Where do squirrels go in hurricanes? I'm going to say they go everywhere.
Yeah, all over the place, buddy. All over the place.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, Hank, what's green and fuzzy, has four legs, and would kill you if it fell from a tree?
Well, something that's underneath your car or in your car seat.
Nope.
What
no,
is it?
No, no, that's not true. But that's, well, maybe it is true, but this isn't the answer. What's green and fuzzy with four legs could kill you if it fell from a tree? A pool table.
That's true. A pool table would kill you, my man.
Chet's Chuckle, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. In fact, they were one of those that were honored last night for their business, and we appreciate them very much.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Well, Phil, my brother was out of town and he had twins, so I got to name his kids.
Really?
Yeah, he was very happy with one.
Okay.
I named the girl Denise.
Uh-huh.
And the little boy DeNephew.
DeNephew, yes. Yeah. Yes. 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 I've heard that.
Have you?
Yeah, I've heard that one before. I think I may have used that before.
Well, yesterday they told me we were going sledding, but we went skiing instead, Phil.
Really?
Yeah, I felt misled. Miss Sled.
Okay.
Get it? Miss Sled.
Unfortunately.
Well, yes. You didn't want to get it, did you?
No. Oh, boy. A limbo champion walks into a bar.
Oh, yeah.
He's disqualified.
Yeah, he's disqualified, yeah.
You're done.
Yep. What do you call a mouse that swears?
I give up.
A cursor.
A cursor.
Yes. Philip.
Yes.
Been working out a lot lately.
I can see.
Doing crunches twice a day now.
Cheetos?
Nope. Captain in the morning and Nestle in the afternoon.
Crunches are good.
Yeah, crunches are real good.
Nestle's, they won't let you down. Oh, that's right.
You know, Dove chocolate tastes better than Dove soap. You know that, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Just,
no.
You know, experience from when a childhood.
I had both when I was young.
Did you?
Yep.
Yeah, same time?
Sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes. Phil?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, do you have anything else?
You know, smaller babies may be delivered by a stork.
Yes.
But the heavier ones need a crane.
Yes,
That's what brought little Phil to Auburn Corners.
Yes.
Was a crane.
Hey, I know you're doing a great job. We're trying to make the office paperless and being energy friend, you know.
Yeah,
and we appreciate that.
Yeah.
Everything is good until I have to use the bathroom, Phil.
Oh.
So, I'm just saying.
Yes.
Can you rethink some
thanks,
of the policies?
Thanks for sharing that.
Well, you're the one that put the paper out.
Uh-huh. Right.
Or put the email out.
Uh-huh. Right.
I'm just saying. Can you think about some of this stuff?
Yeah, I'll think about it much. We got some corn husks at home, maybe.
Oh. Hey, an employee had a conversation with the boss. The boss goes, "Do you believe in life after death?" The employee goes, "No, but because there is no proof of it." Boss goes, "Well, there is now." after you left yesterday saying that you had to go to your grandma's funeral. She called the office today looking for you.
Oh, yes. There's proof right there. Yeah, life after death.
And that's happened. That's happened not to me, but to some of my employees where I used to work.
So. Really?
Oh, yeah. Can you bring back a, they have a pamphlet. What are they called?
Oh, yeah. At the funeral home.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. They couldn't never produce one.
Couldn't produce one?
Nope.
Huh.
So
they didn't get the day off?
Well, they got the day off, but then they got another day off without pay.
Yeah, all right. You got a kicker for it?
I have a kicker.
There? All right, I'm gonna back up a little
bit. Yeah, all right. Just to let you know, Phil, I was recently diagnosed with AAADDD.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. Age-activated attention deficit disorder.
Okay.
This is how it goes.
All right.
Okay. I decided to go do the laundry, start down the hallway, and notice newspapers on the table.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do the laundry, but first I'm going to read the newspapers. After that, I notice the mail sitting on the table. Okay, I'll put the newspaper in the recycling stack, but first I'll look through the pile of mail and see if there's any bills to be paid. Yes. Now where's the checkbook? Oops. There's an empty glass from yesterday on the coffee table. Now I'm going to look for the checkbook first. But, you know, I need to put the glass in the sink. I head for the kitchen to look out the window and notice my poor flowers need a drink of water. I put the glass in the sink and there's a remote for the TV on the kitchen counter. What's it doing here? I'll put it away. But first I need to water those plants. I head for the door and stepped on the cat, Philip.
Oh, man.
Cat needs to be fed. Okay, I'll put the remote away, water the plants, but first I need to feed the cat. At the end of the day, Phil, here's what I've done.
Okay.
All right. Laundry is not done. Newspapers are still on the floor. Glass is still in the sink. Bills are not paid. Checkbook is still lost. And the cat ate the remote control. And when I try to figure out how come nothing got done all day, I'm baffled because I know I was busy all day. I realize this condition is serious. I'd help. But first, I think I'll check my email.
So, I think some people can relate to
yes,
that.
Yes, they can.
I can a little bit.
Yep.
And then you wonder why you're so tired.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
didn't get anything done, but
I've been working all day.
Working all day. Yeah.
And some days it feels like that here.
Oh, I know. I've left the remote like in weird places
my goodness.
Too. Like, luckily they have the TV remote finder.
Where?
Well, we have it on the satellite still because we're old school. We still have the
satellite. You can push a button in it.
Push a button in it. Dee, 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 dee,
really?
Yeah. And it's very helpful. You know, sometimes down on the couch.
Right.
Sometimes maybe in the
bedroom.
Yeah. Yeah. Other room.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yep. Sometimes in your coat pocket.
How did it go? What?
Yeah, I don't know. Like your coat pocket.
How did it go in the coat pocket?
Well, if I was wearing the coat, you know. June keeps the thermostat down, so maybe I had my coat on.
Maybe you're sick because of that.
Oh, I mean, I don't think so. No.
Well, we got to blame somebody, Phil.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That's all I know.
Is that all you know?
Yes. Thank you so much for all of the chuckles today.
Yeah. I got one more for you if I have time. A real fast one. A man comes home after a hard day's work and opens the refrigerator to get a soda. Inside, he sees a squirrel taking a nap.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
What are you doing in my fridge? The man asks. The squirrel opens one eye, one sleepy eye, and says, isn't this a Westington house? Hmm. My man replies, yes, it is. Well, then the squirrel, shutting his eyes again, I'm trying to west. Have a good day, young man.
All right.
Be kind.
Have a good one. Yeah. Ooh, boy.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options, including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone. If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Some notes on today. Let's see. The movie rating system modifies M rating to PG in 1970. That meant that little Phil couldn't go see that movie. 1970, also in the NFL draft, Louisiana Tech quarterback Terry Bradshaw was the number one pick by the Pittsburgh Steelers. That worked out all right for the Steelers, no doubt about it. UCLA's basketball team won its 61st consecutive game, an NCAA record. The year was 1973. And on TV, on this day in history, in 1976, a new program, a spinoff of Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, premiered, starring Penny Marshall and Cindy Williams. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday number 15 to granddaughter Kennedy Salisbury. Love from Grandma and Papa. Also greetings today. Happy birthday to Lainey Gunningham from Lori and the Guys. To Lainey Gunningham from Grandpa Dave and Grandma Anita. Darren Kepler, 16 today from Grandpa and Grandma Kepler. Darren, have an awesome birthday. And number 27 for Travis Ringelstetter today. 27 candles on the cake. Happy birthday from Dean and Lori. Happy 81st birthday to husband Dave Hausner from Kathy. Happy birthday wishes to Peggy Kidd from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Schmidtwillen Hills is celebrating today the birthday of Heather Avis. Have a great day. And happy birthday on the 27th to Terry Kaczubski and Ron Steinmetz from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Happy birthday, Dan Mitchell, and also Gina Pierre from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Richland Center Lions today with wishes for Peggy Kidd, Ronald Steinmetz, Charlie Wallerman, and Darren Kepler, Travis Ringelstetter, and Lucas Glick. Muscadet Blue River at Avoca Lions today. VIPs include Brantley Dean, Hudson Hinkle, Ben Victora, and Jackson Ostrander. Happy birthday from the Bloom City Town Crier to Owen Kirshner today. Happy birthday, Owen. Also to Peggy Kidd Have a great day today on your special day. That's a look at birthdays and anniversaries.
I lost my diamond. Have you heard that statement? That's because diamonds get lost every day. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and we are experts with jewelry repairs, restorations, and preventive maintenance. We have the most skilled jewelers workshop in Southwest Wisconsin with 2 full-time jewelers, and we utilize today's most advanced technologies, including laser welding and computer-aided design. With our experience and technologies, if it can be fixed, we can do it, even when other jewelers say it can't be done. Be sure to also get your jewelry inspected and cleaned at least every 6 months. Doing so, we can find any problems before you lose your diamond. JJ Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center, Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Hey, hello there, friends. 16 big ones here at the WRCO studios in Richland Center. Here's one for our special couples celebrating this week. Here is BJ Thomas. This is Phil Nee. Hoping you have a great day. Joanne has the news coming up. We'll check sports next hour and also our trivia question of the day. Plus, some great friends join us on the morning show today between 9 and 10.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Good morning. With some sunshine, it's 16 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and the Philbeck family of dealerships. Partly cloudy and mild with blustery winds today, a high of 40, west winds 15 to 30 miles per hour and gusty. Tonight, a small chance of sprinkles or flurries in the early evening, partly cloudy and breezy with a low of 20. In Richland Center, it's 16 degrees at 7:45.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisory Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Madison School District reaffirms its commitment to prohibit immigration enforcement officers from entering schools and talking with students. The Wisconsin State Journal reports Madison Metropolitan School District Board President Nichelle Nichols said the district stands by a 2017 resolution that prevents federal immigration enforcement from entering schools, interviewing students, or accessing student information in most cases. It also says district employees should not ask about, record, or share students' immigration status. Nichols said the board plans to publicly reaffirm its support for all students with a formal statement during a meeting today. A ruling on Act 10 remains paused. Former Republican Governor Scott Walker's signature 2011 law drastically reduced the collective bargaining ability of state public sector unions. Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost ruled in December that portions of the law are unconstitutional and unenforceable. Frost later issued a temporary pause and on Thursday granted the legislature's motion for a stay pending an appeal. The will very likely come before the state Supreme Court, which currently holds a 4-3 liberal majority. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced the state will join 17 others in defending an Environmental Protection Agency rule targeting PFAS. According to a press release, the brief will be filed with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit and argues that upholding the rule would significantly improve public health. PFAS contamination has been linked to a number of negative health effects, including various types of cancer and ulcerative colitis. Addressing PFAS contamination has been a major goal for state officials in Wisconsin. A new report from the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis found that plans for a tunnel on Enbridge Energy's Line 5 pipeline will cost much more than originally anticipated. According to the report, the organization estimated that the total cost of the project will be much higher than the $500 million estimation the company shared in 2018. In addition to the higher cost, Enbridge Energy is currently engaged in a legal battle with local environmental and tribal groups challenging the Line 5 pipeline relocation project. A new report from the Wisconsin Realtors Association found home prices and overall sales rose again in 2024. According to the report, the number of home sales rose by nearly 5% over 2023, and the average price jumped nearly 9% to $310,000. The report also noted that while home prices are rising in the state, they have not risen as quickly as other regions. Experts cited high demand and low supply for the seller's market and higher mortgages with stagnant income contributing to affordability challenges. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have risen 1.6 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.94 a gallon today, according to Gas Buddy's survey of 3,112 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 19.4 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and stand 21.1 cents per gallon higher than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.29 a gallon yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.39 a gallon, a difference of $1.10 a gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 0.9 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.08 a gallon today. The national average is up 6.5 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 1.8 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 4.4 cents in the last week and stands at $3.65 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said oil prices have declined over the last week following President Trump's speech at the World Economic Forum, where he urged Saudi Arabia to lower oil prices by restoring production. The downturn in oil has caused gas prices to stabilize for the time being, with crude now more than $5 per barrel below where it was a couple of weeks ago. He added, as we approach the February 1st deadline for potential U.S. tariffs on Canada and Mexico, key sources of crude oil imports, we'll be monitoring for any potential impact, including the possibility of retaliatory tariffs. For now, DeHaan remains hopeful that tariffs won't materialize and gas prices could stay relatively stable over the next few weeks, at least until the seasonal rise in prices begins in mid to late February. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has presented the primary results of the Southwest Wisconsin Chronic Wasting Disease Deer and Predator Study to the Natural Resources Board. The purpose of the study was to determine how CWD impacts deer populations. This involved estimating deer survival rates and how they were influenced by CWD. Field work for the project took place in northern Iowa, Dane, and Grant counties. The area was selected for study as it is the region where CWD was first detected in Wisconsin in 2002 and has maintained a high CWD prevalence in the years since. As part of this study, over 1,200 animals, including both adult and young deer, coyotes, and bobcats, were captured. 766 GPS collars were deployed on adult deer and 323 radio tracking collars were placed on deer fawns. Scientists analyzed data from the samples of collared adult white-tailed deer in order to estimate the differences in annual survival between CWD-infected and uninfected deer. They found the annual survival probability to be 83% in uninfected females and 69% in uninfected males. The probability of survival dropped considerably in CWD-infected deer at 41% for females and only 17% for males. Reduced female survival lowers the growth rate of the population and, when sufficiently suppressed, may result in population decline. Specifically, results from this study indicate that when the CWD prevalence rates of females surpasses about 29%, deer populations are expected to begin declining. If CWD continues to spread and its prevalence continues to increase, populations will likely face further declines. The exact degree of these declines, however, will depend on local harvest and recruitment rates. It is important to note that researchers do not expect CWD-affected deer herds to be completely eliminated in a given area, as deer populations have a strong ability to increase reproduction when deer abundance is lower due to less competition for food, space, and other resources. January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month. It brings an opportunity to raise awareness about the impact of human trafficking in Wisconsin and across the nation. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Human Trafficking Initiative continues its work to make Wisconsin inhospitable to traffickers while advancing victim-centered strategies and partnerships statewide. In recognition of Human Trafficking Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Anti-Human Trafficking Task Force and DOJ are working to promote education, address misconceptions, and provide vital resources for survivors, communities, and law enforcement through the state. If you suspect trafficking, do not intervene directly. Instead, document as much information as possible and contact law enforcement immediately. If you or someone you know needs immediate help, call 911. The National Human Trafficking Hotline also assists victims and accepts tips 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 1-888-373-7888. Winter Salt Awareness ends the month of January with experts speaking truth on corrosion and damage to our infrastructure. Meteorologist Brittany Merlo has more.
From January 27th through the 31st, you can see a series of YouTube live streams featuring speakers and topics focused on the true impacts of salt and ways to be a freshwater advocate. Speakers include Abby Heilman from Isaac Walton League of America, Jess Swah at University of Wisconsin-Madison, and public works professionals from across the country and a panel of experts providing salting policy perspectives from New Hampshire, Ohio, and Minnesota.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's Apparel. We have sweatshirts, crew necks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, or give us a call at 647-8833.
Today is Monday, January 27th. Rose Lee Bodendine, 78, of Loretto Ridge, died January 18th. A funeral mass will be held at noon Tuesday at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Loretto. Burial will be held at Our Lady of the Fields Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the church Tuesday from 10 until 11:45. A rosary will be prayed before mass at 11:45. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Rose Lee Bodendine, 78, of Loretto Ridge. Robert F. Johnson, 70, of Sextonville, died January 19th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Tuesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 11 until the time of service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Robert F. Johnson, 70, of Sextonville. Ellen M. Marty, 85, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly January 14th at the UW Health University Hospital. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday at 11 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be held later this spring at the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 10 until the time of mass at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Ellen M. Marty, 85, of Richland Center. Lynn Haggerty, 77, of rural Boscobel, died Thursday. A funeral mass will be held at noon Thursday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at Union Hill Cemetery in Mount Zion. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Thursday from 9 until the time of service at noon. Lynn Haggerty, 77, of rural Boscobel. Robert E. Buher, 83, of rural Viola, died Sunday at home. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 1:30 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Viola Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from noon until the time of service at 1:30. Robert E. Buher, 83, of rural Viola. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Marissa Ewing had a daughter, Haven Rose.
Hi, this is Doug Penfield at Philbacks and Richland Center. How's your credit? Whether it's perfect or not so great, the Philback family of dealerships will custom design the right financing package for your next vehicle purchase. We strive to work with each customer to ensure their satisfaction. You'll find competitive rates direct from the manufacturers and local Wisconsin banks with quick approvals. Have you been turned down before? We have programs to help you get into a car and rebuild your credit. Stop into the Philback family of dealerships where the customer is first since 1948.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump threatened to impose tariffs on imports from Colombia after Colombia refused to accept U.S. migrant arrest flights. But Colombia has now changed its course, says ABC's Rachel Scott.
The White House announcing the two sides have reached an agreement, vowing to hold off on those tariffs, but still imposing visa restrictions and halting visa services at the U.S. embassy until those deportation flights land in Colombia. In a statement, the White House press secretary warning, President Trump expects all other nations of the world to fully cooperate in accepting the deportation of their citizens illegally present in the United States.
Rain in Southern California is helping reduce the fire risk, but it's increasing worries about mudslides. It's Holocaust Remembrance Day. There are ceremonies at Auschwitz marking 80 years since the death camp was liberated. And for the second time in 3 years, the